The best new releases of the week. 2010 with Richard Kingsmill on Triple J.
This is exactly where I wanna be. You're the harmony to my heartbeat, baby.
On Triple J, Harmony to My Heartbeat, a new song from Sally Saltman you've been hearing on Triple J so far this year, and the album itself from which it comes was released this weekend, and Sally joins me right now in the studio. Hey, nice to see you again.
Hi, how are you?
Good, good, good. Harmony to My Heartbeat. I guess a lot of people would be looking at this new album because you had a child at the beginning of last year. They'd be reading a lot of, you know, mother kid type relationships into the meanings of the songs.
Yeah.
Is that one? Is Harmony to My Heartbeat kind of like one of those, you know, you've become a mum for the first time, it's a song inspired by that?
Yeah, it's the only song on the album that I wrote it when I found out I was pregnant, so.
Right,
but,
okay.
But I tried to make it as though it's sort of like a love song that people that have nothing to do with babies can also relate to.
Yeah. The only reason I asked it was because, well, one, I knew you became a mum. Yeah. Last year, so I was actually listening to the songs, wondering if any of it had been inspired by that. But it's not a song which kind of, if I hadn't known that fact, I would have listened to and assumed you had become a mum and written it. But did you avoid writing any other songs about that? Because it can be really cliched for an artist to kind of go down that path, can't it?
Well, I mean, I agree with you. It can be cliched to go down that path, and I love being a mother, but I also have a lot of other things going on in my mind and in my life. And it's mainly because I'd written all the other songs for the album, and then got pregnant and then wrote Harmony to My Heartbeat. So yeah, the songs were written before I...
Was that the last song written for this album then?
No, I think Book Song was.
Right, okay.
Yeah, so I wrote Book Song. Yeah,
that doesn't have anything to do with becoming a mother.
Nothing to do with becoming a mother.
Because that was the other song I listened to, and I thought maybe this one as well. And how's it been? How's the experience been? Hectic, I'd imagine, now that you're kind of back into the frame of the music world. It must be hard to juggle both.
Yeah, it's a lot of work, but it's been really great. I've really loved it. So,
has it given you anything as an artist, whether you write songs about your child or not? Has it given you a perspective on the world that's made you a better songwriter?
Yeah, I think so. I think the main thing I found was I didn't realise how, I mean, this is cliched as well, but I didn't realise how sort of self-centred I was and how much I just thought about me and my feelings so much. And I think having a baby has opened me up to, I don't know, being more caring, I would hope, like, you know, towards other people as well as my baby. But yeah.
Being less selfish.
Yeah.
Which is hard for an artist to do, most musicians.
Yeah,
What about also when you were kind of recording this stuff as well? I mean, another thing which can come into play when you have a child is that you don't agonise over some things that you might have agonised over before. Were you freer with ideas and recording approaches?
Yeah, I became really good at when it was like work time, I'd just really go into work mode, and, you know, any show that I would play, I'd just be on stage thinking, I love this. I wouldn't stress about silly things I used to stress about, because I think, yeah, having a baby's put everything into perspective for me and made me just think, yeah, I love being a songwriter. I love doing music. This is who I am and what I do.
So it's given you a focus, well, more of a focus.
Yeah.
What do you think about this record? How are you feeling about it?
Yeah, I feel really good. I feel really proud about this record, and I feel like I worked really hard on it, and I recorded it with Frank Titas co-producing, and I don't know, together we just remained really focused, and I don't know, I feel really good.
Is that the
first
time you've worked with him, Francois?
Yeah, he mixed my first two new Buffalo albums, but it's the first time we've worked on this kind of level, and yeah, I just felt... yeah, I felt really good, and he gave me a lot more confidence, I think, too, in my singing and in the way that I thought about my songs. And me as a songwriter, you know, he kind of, I think I've always thought, oh, I write songs, but I hadn't really been confident enough to kind of, you know, at a party or something, say, yeah, I'm a musician and I write songs. Like, it's taken me a long while to get to that level. And
why do you think that is? Is it a confidence thing?
Yeah, I think it's just my natural personality type. And yeah, it was sort of a confidence thing, but also I think he taught me to not think like, oh, this is a really personal song that I've written, but more to think of it as like, this is a song that I've written that I want to share with other people and that I want other people to be able to connect with, and to not have this personal connection with it where I feel really self-conscious about it or something, but more to think, hey, everyone, this is a feeling that I have and I want to share it with you and hope that you kind of connect with it in some way. So,
has this got anything to do with then you ditching the name New Buffalo and putting your own name to this record?
Well, Arts and Crafts, my label in America, they were the ones that said, oh, you know, would I consider doing this album as Sally Seltman? And this was right towards the end of us working on the album. And I kind of thought, you know, I'd thought about that in the past, and it felt like this, if I'm ever going to do that, this is the time to do it, because this album does kind of reference overcoming shyness, and it feels like a much more confident album to me than my first two New Buffalo albums. And I'd always felt confused, you know, playing live and saying, I'm New Buffalo, or I'd be like, should I say, I'm New Buffalo, or I'm Sally and I play music as New Buffalo?
I can see, yeah.
So I just thought, I just want to be Sally Seltman, and it just makes it simpler for me and everyone.
Yeah, well, over in the States, you've had a lot of interest because of the co-write with Feist for 1234. Was your name kind of like everyone was saying Sally Seltman as opposed to New Buffalo over there as well?
Yeah, I think that that's probably another reason why they suggested it, because yeah, I became more well known over there as a songwriter and as Sally Seltman, the songwriter. And I think I was just happy enough to kind of go with ditch New Buffalo, basically.
Put your name after all these years. Put your name up in lights. Yeah. Sally Seltman is with us on Triple J this evening. Let's hear a few more tracks from Heart That's Pounding, which is your brand new record. I want to play the other current single, On the Borderline, or the one that we're playing most of at the moment. This is terrific. I really love this track. I want to talk about the Bangles in just a moment and whether the Bangles were much of an influence on the songwriting of this record. But what did you write this one about? Who are you addressing in this song? Is it to yourself?
No, this is an interesting song, because I sat down at the piano and I thought, I want to write a song for Cyndi Lauper, and I wrote this song, and then I thought, I love this song, I don't want to give it to Cyndi Lauper. And then
you were seriously thinking of giving it to her?
Yeah, I was seriously. I mean, I must have woken up and felt very confident that day, because I don't know if she would have wanted a song from me, but I really thought that when I wrote it. But it's basically about, I tried to make it sound like just a regular kind of breakup song, but it's more about, I really love women like Princess Diana and Marilyn Monroe, who are very beautiful but are very complicated underneath. And apparently Princess Diana had borderline personality disorder. And so I wanted, and it's like, you know, fear of rejection and that type of thing. So I wanted this song to kind of like have a very sing-along-y kind of sunny-ish feel to it, but this darker, you know, kind of sad, you know, it's sad for her that she kind of had all that stuff to struggle with.
Okay. I didn't get any of that when I was listening to it, but that's really interesting now, because I heard the very positivity type side of things. But anyway, let's hear The Darkness Within. Sally Seltman, this track on Triple J is On the Borderline.
Remember when you told me in the morning, you said I was tough. Tougher than the average woman, but I guess that it's not tough enough. 'Cause when you left me on the weekend, I was crumbling at the roots and the stem, like a flower dying in the garden. Now you're gonna have to strengthen up my little heart, find my own way, light my torch and sparkle my own spark. When I wake up in the morning, I feel very numb, but I'm gonna get through. I'm gonna tell myself every day, hey, get yourself up, get yourself up, get yourself out of bed. This is a new day, this is a new day, this is a new day today. Snapping your fingers, tapping your toes, you are humming in tune. You know, this is a new day, this is a new day, this is a new day today.
You just recently have been in the States playing shows over there. Darren, who's your husband, who's also in the Avalanches, everyone knows that you guys are together, and he's playing drums with you at the moment. What are you going to do here? Are you going to do a series of live dates at any point?
Yep, we're going to play live here in July, and I'm going to have like a nice big band to play these nice big pop songs.
Because you'll need a fair few players on stage. There's lots of, as you said before, this is very different to previous New Buffalo releases. There's a lot more going on.
Yeah,
How many in the lineup, you reckon?
I think there'll probably be five of us. Yeah, with trying to have three-part harmonies and lots of keyboard, and me mainly on piano and a tiny bit of guitar.
Are you nervous about it, or are you confident?
I'm not nervous about it, but now that you say that, I'm slightly nervous about it.
Can you really do it, Sally?
Hopefully.
I trust you can do it. I mean, Avalanches fans will also point the finger at you if the Avalanches record's delayed. Is this the reason that we're not going to get an Avalanches record this year?
No, I've decided to now always say to any Avalanches questions, you have to ask them about that.
Just so long as this doesn't put the album back to 2011. I'm just asking on the basis of Avalanches fans out there who get worried when Darren does other things and doesn't put out an Avalanches record. That's all I'm saying now. Let's talk about the Bengals. I'm a fan. I don't mind admitting that, even though they got very kind of pop towards the end of their career.
Yeah.
I thought they wrote some pretty good songs in their day. I'm hearing Bengals in this new music.
Yeah. Well, the reason why is because when Frank and I sat down to do pre-production on the album, and he said, okay, what songs have you been listening to? What do you like? And I probably said something like, I don't know, something safe that I can't think of now. And then he said, no, really, what have you been listening to? I was like, I love Manic Monday by the Bengals. And so he was like, great. Because I think he just tried to meet for me to just have that, you know, try to not be self-conscious and just say what I really thought and what kind of music I liked. And so I was going through this big Bengals phase, and then we got really into Eternal Flame and the vocal performance on Eternal Flame. And I just like a cheesy pop song, and I like the Bengals. So
yeah. Was it kind of like a guilty pleasure, or was there more in it? What did you hear in Manic Monday and Eternal Flame? Because these songs are 20 years old. What did you hear that made you inspired?
Well, I like that Prince wrote Manic Monday, and I love Prince. I kind of like the girliness in it, and what else? I love the melodies, and I love the vocal performance, and I don't know. I mean, with Manic Monday, I love that it's kind of uplifting, but you can just really relate to it because, you know, everyone knows that Mondays are crazy. And
yeah. The bit I like in Eternal Flame is just that bit where it goes up. It just hits. It's kind of like an orchestra, and all of a sudden the big timpani drums come in or something, and it just sort of like explodes like a firework.
Yeah.
You know that bit in the song where it kind of just builds and builds and builds, and then all of a sudden the vocal just hits that point.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like not an easy thing to do, but that's the bit of that song that I really like. I think that's a really, really great crafted pop song. A lot of their hits they didn't write, but they actually wrote that one.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
But I've heard that she did that, she sung that vocal naked with a candle.
I heard that too. But there were barriers up and no one saw her do it. So whether she's lying, whether that's just a good story after all these years, but that's apparently the truth of it as well. That's what I've heard too. Listen, good to have you in. We're going to go out with Dream About Changing right now. Tell us about this track. This is another highlight. It's got to be a single, surely, from the record.
Yeah, this song, it's funny. I wrote this song and I didn't think all that much of it. And then when we went into the studio and started recording it and we got those drums going, and we were a bit like, oh, this song could actually, like, you know, be a single off the album. And it's another funny thing about it is I was a little bit worried about whether I wanted the lyrics of the chorus to be what they are. And so I changed the lyrics to the chorus, and then we...
What did they used to be?
Well, this is the original lyrics for what they are now.
Ah.
Yeah, and then I just thought, because, you know, it's I'm sailing a ship that on a lake that never runs dry, and just about being shy, and I thought, I don't want to write a song about being shy. No one writes songs about being shy. And then, as we were getting more and more into layering all the tracks on, we were like, you know what? Sing those lyrics because it works. And so we did. And then,
What did you try to change it to anything? Like, did you come up with another line?
The other line was, I'm striking a chord that something with a sound that I adore. And I was like, that was a little bit of a song about nothing.
Yeah.
I think that I should just be honest and sing about I am shy. So.
Can you actually give me the first couple of lines to the song as well? Because I can't quite make out what it is, but leading up to the car crash bit.
Yeah, the magician is late. I decide to fake my own tricks. I'm lying in the back of a smashed up car with a drum and a guitar beside me.
Right. There you go. I thought it was magician, but I couldn't quite decipher it enough. It is. It's a great start to the song, and it's a really powerful image. So let's hear it right now. Sally Selman, good to have you in. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Up with the words. I close my eyes and dream about changing. I'm sailing the ship on a lake that never runs dry. Starting to start in the cards. I'm a little bit shy.
The best new releases of the week, 2010 on Triple J.